Good to be here this morning. I'm glad God's good.
Yes, he is.
And merciful. Takes care of me. Looks after me. I couldn't look after myself. I'm too stupid.
Me too.
You have your Bibles. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Yeah. Chapter 7, down verse 29. Only one verse. Chapter 7, verse 29. Says, "But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none." The part I want to look at is the time is short.
Right.
Father, I come in the name of Jesus, thankful Calvary, the blood and the goodness of God. I pray, God, you'd help me now, Lord, because I need your help. God, you called me to preach. I didn't have nothing to do with it. Pray, God, you'd be a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You see here, he says, "But this I say, brethren, the time is short." You know, if the time was short back then, how much shorter is the time now? I mean, it's referred here to Paul's forthcoming advice and warning them. He's making a declaration. Paul is speaking of the time in which our life and circumstances are to be viewed and planned in light of the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, I believe time is so short right now, if we knew it, it would scare you. Time is short, but I want to look at a few things I want you to look at. Tomorrow is uncertain. Tomorrow is uncertain. In this life today, we always get up and say, "Well, we're going to do it tomorrow. We're going to do it tomorrow." But I tell you, tomorrow may never come. If you don't do it in the day that you're in, you might not get it done. In Proverbs 27:1 says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." I tell you, this day and the time that we're living, you think that you got all day long, all month, all year. You think you've got it made, but I tell you, time is short. I want to preach a little bit on no time for delay. There's no time to delay in this life. You got something you're going to do, you better do it now. Yeah. I tell you, if you're not saved and you're here and you're lost, you better do it now. There's no promise that you'll get out this door walking on your two feet and maybe you might carry you out, but there's no promise that you'll get out alive. But I'm telling you, you don't need it to delay today. Tomorrow is uncertain. There's no telling what might take place tomorrow. In 1 Chronicles 29:15, "For we are strangers before thee and sojourners, and we are of all our fathers. Our days of the earth are as shadow, and there is none abiding." You're just like a shadow. You be here 1 minute, the next minute you turn a curve, your shadow's gone. Why? Because the sun's shining a different way. I'm telling you what, today is the day of salvation. I'm telling you, you keep putting it off, and you keep torn head and delaying and delaying, and I tell you, you're liable to not make it out of here today. You might not make it home. I'm glad today I got saved. God saved my soul and cleaned me up. I'm glad that was my last delay. I had already delayed it for a year and put it off because I thought there's once saved, always saved. But I'm going to tell you, if you get saved, that's true. But I tell you, you've got to have a heart salvation. You've got to be felt in your heart. It's got to be moved on you by the Holy Ghost. You can't get saved just by saying, "Lord, save me, 1, 2, 3, and all this." I'm telling you, it's in the heart. When God comes in and God makes a move, when God comes in, gets a hold of your heart and tears your heart up and just rips you to pieces, and you see you're in a lost and dying condition, and God will save you. You ain't going to get saved just by going down, chewing your chewing gum, smiling and saying a few words, or repeat after me. That's not salvation. Right. Salvation is a God-felt thing, the Holy Ghost moving upon you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
tomorrow is uncertain. I tell you what, tomorrow is uncertain. Put no trust in the princes. Tomorrow's uncertain. You don't put no trust in the princes, and you don't put no trust in the Congress. You don't put no trust in the president. You don't put no trust in your friend. Don't put no trust in your mother and dad. You better just trust in Jesus Christ, because that's the only way. You can't trust. You say, well, my best friend, he lives, boy, he lives for God. Oh, you don't know what's in his heart. You don't know what's in my heart. I don't know what's in your heart. Only God knows what's in your heart. God knows what you are.
Right.
You don't trust others. Don't trust other people. Psalms 146:3, put no trust in princes nor in the Son of Man in whom there is no help. Psalms 52:7, lo, this is the man that God that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of the riches and strengthened himself in wickedness. God, put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can always bank on it. He'll be with you, and that's where your faith is, and he'll stand beside you, and you'll stand strong.
Amen.
Put your faith and trust. You say, well, I once trusted him, and now I just don't seem to get the faith back. Well, go back to where you lost it. I guarantee you know where you lost it. You get back where you lost it, where you saved and born again. You got out the will of God. I tell you what, I never got out the will of God. I didn't know when it happened.
Right.
If you're out the will of God, you know when it happened.
Yeah,
if you're not saved today, you know it in your heart that you're not saved. You say, well, I think so, hope so. There's no way you'll get to heaven on a think so or a hope so.
Amen.
Right. It's a know so.
Yeah.
And I know so. I know what took place in my life. And then tomorrow's uncertain because our flesh is like as grass. I mean, we just wither away. Peter 1:24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower therefore falleth off. I tell you what, if you're not saved, you're just going to wither up and dry up one day. And you'll die and go to hell and you'll burn. And you'll burn. And you'll burn. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, you set a grass field on fire and you see how fast it burns. It burns and burns. But I tell you, a grass field will burn up. But if you die and go to hell, you won't burn up. You'll burn forever and ever and ever. Don't delay today. Make sure your heart is right with God.
Yes.
There's no delay, no time for delay.
No.
And Isaiah 46 says, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? And all grass, all flesh is grass, and all goodness thereof is of the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. Let me ask you today, what's in your heart? What's in your heart? Why did you come to church? Why was the reason you come to church this morning? What's the reason you come on Wednesday night, in which a lot of people don't come on Wednesday nights? I mean, what's the purpose? Why do you come one service and miss two? What's in your heart? Are you delaying? Don't delay today. There's no time. There's no time to delay. You need to get right with God. Get on fire. Get do the will of God. Get people saved and born again. Jesus ain't going to delay when he comes. Life is a vapor. What is it? It's just a vapor. That's all it is. Here today, gone tomorrow. Whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth a little time and then vanisheth away. I tell you, look back on your life. I can remember when I was 3-4 years old, riding around in my grandfather's old car. And I can remember that old car. I think it was like a DeSoto or something. But it was an old green looking car. And it had cloth seats. And I could smell of smell and those seeds and riding beside my grandfather. Now here I am, 61. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Time's not going to delay. Time's going to keep moving and moving. And Christ is going to come back. And you're going to be left behind.
Right.
Hey. Jesus don't lie.
No.
He's telling the truth.
Yeah.
No escape if we neglect. There's no escape if we neglect. How shall we neglect if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed of us by them that heard it? I mean, He's the great salvation. He's the only salvation. Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven. Yeah. There is no other way.
Right.
No matter what you hear in this world, no matter how much you hear on your TV, and I can't remember that guy's name. See him on TV, and he's got this program, and this black guy, about, is there a God and all this? Where can we find God and stuff? Going around all kind of cultures, you know, trying to find God. I tell you, I don't have to go looking for him. I know where he's at, sitting on the right hand of God Almighty, and all I got to do is cry out unto him, and he's there. He's never not there. He's always there. Thank God, hallelujah. I don't got to go looking for him in all these different cults, in Hindu and Buddha and Allah and all this. I don't have to look at it. I know where he is. Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's no escape if we neglect. You neglect it. The only name to God to call on, as I said, is Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among by men wherein may we must be saved. That's it. That's it. They say, there's many religions. Yeah, there's many religions, but they ain't but one salvation. There's only one. Only one way you'll get to heaven. And that's by the blood of the Lamb of God. I don't care how many religions you can have. I don't care what you do. I don't care you can get out and pray 50 times a day. But if you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart, you'll not get there. There's no escape if we neglect Him. I tell you what, over in 1 Kings, turn over in 1 Kings. I like this. Boy, I love this. 1 Kings chapter 18. I ain't going to read all this. I'm just going to kind of go through it. And Elijah, come over there to them people. And the Baals, the prophets of Baal, and Elijah went over there. And he told them, he said, you call on the name of your gods, and then I'll call on the Lord. I tell you what, got out there and they got their wood built up, killed their sacrifice, put it on the altar, and they got out there and they cried, and they cried under the Baal, and they cried out to him, oh Baal, oh Baal. And again, at one spot it says, oh hear us. You know what? That brings back to my memory. Hey, when I was in the Lutheran church, and they'd say something, and they'd say, oh hear us God. I told myself, that's just right out of the Lutheran church, the Methodist church, the Catholic. Oh, hear us, God. I'm telling you, I don't have to ask God to hear me. God does hear me, because I'm His child.
Yeah. Yes, amen.
Hear them guys was out there crying out, and then they took and built that thing, couldn't get that fire lit for nothing. So what does old Elijah do? He goes out there, fixes the altar up, he takes him. Puts his altar on there. He takes pull water around, dig a trench, puts water around it again. Water has a trench plumb full. Well, he calls on God. God answered. God burned up the sacrifice, licked up the water, and killed those. Hallelujah. I'm not my death. God does it all for God. When He does it all, it's all done. Nothing's not undone.
Yeah.
He just didn't halfway save me. He didn't halfway say to me, well, I could go out and do all kind of sin and then come back and come to church on Sundays and sit in here like I'm a righteous person. No, I tell you what, I go through something, God gets a hold of my heart, and God will chastise me. And God will say, hey, you didn't do that. Maybe if I just run my mouth or said something wrong to somebody, God will prick my heart.
Yes, sir.
I know you got these people cuss you out, up one side, down the other. Then the next day they, in church, sitting in there like, oh, they even the deacon in the church. That ain't how God works. God don't work that way.
Amen, brother.
I tell you what, Elijah, he called on God. And God come in and God showed him who God was. I tell you, the only way is to the Father. And Jesus said in John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm glad when I say Jesus Christ, and I cry out to Jesus, I'm glad He goes right to the Father. I don't have to peek through a little hole in the wall. I don't have to tell somebody out there what my problems is. Hallelujah! I can speak up to the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been the God of God, the God of all the heavens. Thank God, when I cry out unto Him, He hears me. He don't go in there and say, he don't go over there and say, you do so many of this for your sins to repent. No! All I got to do is repent and He hears me!
Yeah.
God, I'm sorry, Lord Jesus. Please forgive me. And He says, okay, son, I'll forgive you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hey, I'm glad He don't hold no grudges. He forgives me.
Yeah.
You might hold a grudge against me, but He don't ever hold a grudge.
That's right.
Thank God.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm saved today. Amen. What profit is there in a delay? There's no profit to delay. You ain't going to get no profit to delay. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. What will you gain if you do that and if you don't do this? What will you gain if you do not take the gift of God? God, the Lord Jesus Christ, was a gift unto us. He was a lamb. He came down as a lamb for a sacrifice. He died on the cross of Calvary. He shed His blood. There's no time to delay. Are you saved today? Amen.